Aid groups have complained this morning that Myanmar's military government was still hindering the free flow of international help for victims of Cyclone Nargis. The International Red Cross is still waiting for permission for 30 of its staff to enter the country, also known as Burma. Meanwhile, the Caritas International Aid Network has appealed for $8.2 million for the first 3 months of the emergency response in the country. Patrick Nicholson is the head of communications of Caritas Internationalis. He told us more about the church's efforts to assist cyclone victims.
Well, the appeal, the Caritas International Aid Network has appealed for £8.2 million just for the first three-month initial emergency response phase. So that's providing shelter, medicine and food to the people who need it most. And that aid supplies gets to people in church compounds where they've set up ad hoc refugee camps, and also distributed via boats and cars into people's villages where they're still living in their villages. From what we can tell from the reports that we're getting from the church and from staff working in Myanmar, the aid is getting through to significant numbers of people because of the history of the church and the way that Caritas works through local partnerships. And through local people, we are able to help people. And in fact, the church has been helping people since day one, since hours after the cyclone.